Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Interesting story on the front page of the Irish Times. I think a bit of a scoop. Leaving Cert students to face oral exams in English. So this is a proposal whereby instead of paper one and paper two, that starting in 2027, there's going to be just one paper, and it's going to be 60% marks for that one paper, and a new oral for 20% at the end of fifth year, and a creative writing project. Well, the man with the full story is the education editor of the Irish Times, who joins us now. Tell us, Carl, how will this rollout take place?
Yeah, so big changes, as you said, Ivan. The big difference really is that we will be having assessments at the end of fifth year. And the idea is that for the first time, Leaving Cert English students would face an oral exam at the end of fifth year. And there they would be quizzed on plays or books that they've studied, particularly the kind of compare and contrast questions that you might associate with the written paper. So you might have, for example, you might have studied Macbeth, for example, and then you might have studied a book like, small things like these, you know, Claire Keegan's book. And when you might have to compare those two texts. So that kind of thing would normally have been done in the written exams. The idea now is to push that into the end of fifth year in an oral exam, where students would have to engage in what's being described as two-way communication with an external examiner, you know, make connections between the texts, you know, communicate, evaluate ideas, and that test would be worth 20%. So that's the really most eye-catching reform of it. Then separately, there's also plans for a separate creative writing task. So that was where students would be given a prompt and they would create a piece of writing over a period of time, either during class or in their spare time. That would be worth 20%. So that would be an original creative piece of work. And then you would have the traditional final written exam at the end of sixth year in June. And that whereas at the moment we have two big papers, English Paper 1 and English Paper 2, this would be reduced down to a single paper, and that would be worth 60%. So when you tie it all together, really, the broad aim of this is to try and provide a broader assessment of students so that everything doesn't come down to how you perform on the day, to reduce some of the pressure associated with performing during that what is effectively a six-hour writing marathon at the moment for the Leaving Cert, and have more continual assessment. And also, as we know, you know, oral communication skills are really highly valued these days. And that is obviously, of course, a fundamental part of English. So the idea is to introduce that for the first time. And assuming this is a draft specification for the Leaving Cert, if this all does come to pass, this would be introduced for students starting fifth year in 2027. So it's not that far away.
Okay, so this is proposed by the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment. And you use the word draft here. And I'm mindful of the junior cert reforms, yeah. You know, there was going to be continuous assessment and it never happened. Is it Helen McEntee, the minister, is to sanction this? What will the unions have to say? Like, is this a slam dunk or might this never happen?
I think it's more likely than not to happen, absolutely. I think if you look at the NCCA, that the state advisory body on the curriculum, there is a very heavy presence of teachers on that body. So this has been drafted with the input of many English teachers. So as I understand it, the draft has received, you know, a positive response from those who've obviously been involved in drafting it and an initial road testing among some teachers. So it's getting quite a positive response. Where there is opposition at the moment is to the broader reforms around the Leaving Cert. And you have the two main teachers' unions, the ASTI and the TUI, really want to pause the reforms. So they're not fundamentally opposed to this idea of having these additional assessments necessary, but they do want to pause it. They feel we're going too fast. And in particular, one of their big concerns is AI, you know, artificial intelligence. And they are worried that students, for some of these additional components like coursework and project work, they're worried that students might use AI to generate very convincing looking projects. And the teachers at the end of the day will have to authenticate students' work as being by the student themselves. And some teachers particularly are worried that, you know, this could mean they could get caught up in, for example, legal disputes, because if they do not certify the work as being a student's own work, or indeed the State Exams Commission ultimately forms the opinion that the work isn't the work of a student, the teacher has had to sign off, plays a crucial role in that, and they're worried they might get caught up in civil actions around that. So that's bubbling away in the background. But really, the fundamental building blocks of the reform, there isn't huge opposition to that. It's really more around the pace of it and some concerns around the use of AI and also sample papers. So there's a bunch of other subjects which are due to roll out ahead of English coming quite soon. That's biology, chemistry, physics, and a bunch of other subjects. And these will also have these assessment components, which will take place in the classroom.
The highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. The people who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. And it's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined for a new generation of explorers through thoroughly modern design. Its interior is modern and functional, with rich material finishes and quality craftsmanship. When you're in a Defender, you can tell the interior is built for purpose. Luxury appointments throughout and practical storage options ensure you adventure in comfort. This is a vehicle capable of great things and engineered to meet challenges head-on. Wherever you're headed, experience the Defender's legendary capability, both off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
This will be project work and experiments and so on. And teachers are worried, as I said, about AI, but also about just the equipment in labs and the capacity for students to deliver these projects. So there's big changes. But I think certainly the building blocks of what we're talking about here in English, I think that will happen. But there is a public consultation that's taking place over the coming months, and everyone from teachers to parents to students to all other stakeholders will have a chance to give their view on the plan changes.
Now, the rock on the road previous reforms was who would carry out this oral exam. In other words, the difficulty was, would you have teachers assessing their own students, the pressures that would then arise on teachers, from parents and also the impartiality of them and so on. Who is it that would carry out this oral exam?
So the teachers have won this battle already, if you like. The original plan was that teachers would assess their own students and then that would feed into the final mark when combined with the externally assessed written exam. But the teachers were fiercely opposed to that. Norma Foley, the then minister, backed down on this. So all of these oral exams and creative writing tasks that we're talking about, these projects will be assessed externally by the State Examinations Commission. So they won that battle. In fact, teachers have won another battle as well, because the original plans for the reform of English was that this English Paper 1 and English Paper 2, the Paper 1 would be simply relocated to the end of fifth year. Teachers were very opposed to that as well. So the Department of Education, Norma Foley, back down on that as well. So they've won two key battles in this reform. So that, I think, is a crucial difference between the junior cycle and now these Leaving Cert reforms. The teachers have effectively kind of won their big ask, which is that they are not assessing their own students for the purposes of a state exam.
Okay, well, you've cleared that up. Now, in terms of an oral exam, does it have one great benefit going from it? Anecdotally, you hear this generation of students just communicate through their screen, live their life on their screen, and actually not only don't converse, they actually don't talk to each other. And that this is a, you know, universal societal intergenerational trend. It is part of the oral exam to try and get them to talk to humans.
Absolutely. It's part of it, you know, and we are hearing from employers, you know, this concerns about new graduates coming into the workplace and they don't have the communication skills that previous generations of students would have had. And a lot of that is being blamed on social media and smartphones and all of that. So absolutely, this is really aimed at kind of boosting students' communication skills. And they've trialed this already. You know, anyone who's done the junior cycle English, the reformed junior cycle, there is an assessment task where students are expected to communicate. And that has got really, for the most part, really positive responses from teachers and from students, because it's a different method of assessment. Some students are really, really thrive in that kind of setting where they're asked to communicate. And they might, in those cases, you know, recite poetry or do an excerpt from drama or do a debate, that type of thing. And these are really important, as we know, in the modern workplace as well. So it's absolutely bringing that then into senior cycle. And the beauty of this is, you know, you have a lot of concerns about artificial intelligence. You know, this is a component, assessment component, where AI is no use to you, because you're going to be tested on what you know and you'll have to communicate it to an examiner, and there's no hiding place for that. And in fact, that's what we are seeing at third level now, especially, is a lot of lecturers now are moving to assess people with more oral based components, because, you know, as you said, that's the ultimate test of whether a student really knows something.
Finally, Carl, my heart sank in reading the middle of your article when, and I quote, "It forms part of sweeping reforms of the Leaving Cert aimed at reducing stress on students." And I said, oh, sweet Jesus, here we go again. I mean, like, surely we need to talk about generations needing to be resilient as people. We need to talk about standards. We need to talk about fairness. I mean, what's so wrong with a bit of stress?
I can see where you're coming from there. Where I would depart from you is that, you know, the stress is different to the stress you and I would have faced, Ivan, I think, because we have this fiercely competitive CAO system now, where there's this intense competition for places and every point matters. It was much easier, if you were minded to go to higher education, to get a college place. I think it's very difficult now. There is huge competition, particularly for those high points courses. Students themselves are under huge pressure. Parents' expectations are higher. You know, most parents want their children to go to college, to go to university these days, and that pressure feeds down into the students. That wasn't always the case just a few years ago. So I think the type of stress has changed an awful lot. But the other side of this is that, okay, the aim of this is to reduce stress. There's another way of looking at it. In fact, you're creating maybe more stress points because you will have an oral exam, which is, as anyone will tell you, that's stressful when you're doing your Irish or your English. The creative writing task will be, I'm sure, a bit of stress there, and the exams are stressed. So it's not going to take away the stress, I think, by any means.
And sorry, Carl, it applies to higher and lower.
It does, actually. So yeah. This will be higher and lower, and the actual oral exam will be a common level assessment. But the written exam will still have a higher end level paper.
Strong reaction to this on the text line. A lot of support for an oral test. Ivan, it's about time we had a spoken English test in the Leaving Cert. With the advent of texting among teenagers with its slang and emojis such as LOL, and lots more, communication and verbal skills in young people have really suffered. Another thing is that with predictive text, nobody can spell anymore. I think an English oral is a great idea, says another. Maybe it'll get kids into listening to audiobooks, which will help them articulate their thoughts and improve their speaking ability. And here's my favourite. I hope they give points for grunting, because that's all my teenage son can do when he does bother to lift his head up from his phone.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.